goodness.
What other kinds of potatoes would you have?
You have new potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the Idaho potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you bake. And then just,
What would a new potato be?
The new potato are potatoes that you grow in your garden by cutting some of the old tomatoes, like cutting the eyes off of the tomato. I mean, the potato.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting the eyes off and you plant it. And then they're little bitty potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they have a red, they're kind of pinkish, you know. Mm-hmm. And you scrape them and boil them and
mm-hmm.
good.
What's something with a strong odor that would make tears come to your eyes?
Onions.
Uh-huh. If you leave an apple or a plum around, you would say that after a few days it would
dry up.
Uh-huh. You might say that it was all
dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. Or all
swiveled.
Mm-hmm. What's a kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads?
Lettuce and cabbage.
If you want to get the beans out of some pods by hand, you'd say you have to
shell the peas.
What's the kind of bean that you might eat pod and all?
Snap beans.
How would you buy lettuce? You might ask for a couple of
heads.
Would you ever hear somebody say that they have a couple of, say if they got three or four children? Would they ever
couple of young'uns.
Uh-huh. Would they ever say that they have about five?
Kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's probably... Uh-huh. Yeah, I wonder...
Turn it off.
We have to move all those crates to shut
the door. No, I've moved them plenty of times.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you had maybe seven boys and seven girls, you might say that they had a
pair of boys and a pair of girls.
Would you ever use the word passel?
No.
Would you ever hear anybody use that?
No, not that I can recall.
What would you call outside of an ear of corn?
The shucks.
What would you call that stringy stuff?
The silk.
The top of a corn stalk up here that kind of sprouts
mm-hmm.
out, what would you call it?
The stalk. Is that what you
Or
mean?
Sometimes you have a...
The leaves.
Uh-huh, and that part at the very top that kind of branches out like a...
On the ear of the corn?
No, actually on the stalk.
Uh-huh.
At the very top of it.
That's showing that it's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Is it... Yeah, stringy,
mm-hmm.
like silk.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a large round fruit that grows on the ground that you could maybe make a pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Sweet potato?
Something big you maybe might make
a pumpkin! Oh, sure.
What kinds of melons would you have?
A watermelon and like the cantaloupe, would you?
Mm-hmm.
The cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of any more.
Uh-huh. Would you ever hear different names for watermelons? For
watermelons.
Would you ever hear one called a sugar baby?
No.
Or a
sugar babies are candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard it called a sugar baby.
Uh-huh. Or a cannonball.
That was my maiden name, Cannonball. I mean, you know, everybody called me Cannonball when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't heard it called that.
Mm-hmm.